the Lansing Community College, Michigan Association for Higher Education. She's on the other end of our line. Cindy, how are you?
Good morning, Tony.
Tell me about this story that your union votes no confidence in President Brent Knight of Lansing Community College.
Since the past 3.5 years, when Dr. Knight has taken leadership as our president, we have seen an erosion of the fundamental mission and goals of our college. And related to administrative practices that have created a work environment that is of miscommunication, mismanagement, and mistrust, which is consequently obstructing the faculty and staff from achieving the college's strategic goals.
Do you believe that this is Mr. Knight acting on his own, or do you believe this is how LCC wants to function?
I believe after the board meeting on Monday night and the actions they took, it would lead us to believe that they've dismissed the faculty concerns as a board. So that is a good question.
Why do you think they've dismissed your concerns?
We believe that they focused on the fact that we've been without a contract for 2 years, the faculty at LCC, and that they believe it's a negotiations tactic. However, dismissing the broader and deeper issues was really remiss on the board's part.
Yesterday, we spoke with Ellen Jones from Lansing Community College, from the communications department there, and mm-hmm. she said that the college will have no comment until this situation is resolved. She did think that a contract resolution would be found, but she thought it was inappropriate for anybody to comment until this issue is resolved. What's your take on that?
I can understand why the college may want to remain silent at this time. These are very serious allegations when a college or university takes a vote of no confidence in their president.
All right. So what do you think is holding up the process of getting the union a new contract?
The process is getting to us to the table and really focusing on the issues that really need to be settled. It would commit to improving factors that impact our student success. Part of those are including responsible seat limits, meaningful faculty-student consultation, appropriate tutoring and support services for our students. The administration, they need to honor and respect inclusive role of faculty in the college's governance process for program and curriculum decisions. I can't highlight that enough because we have been extracted from many of the decisions being made at the college as a faculty. Some other factors, of course, is just ensuring that we have a transparent and fair employment practices.
All right. Now, you haven't mentioned money. Money's not at issue here?
The economic times that we're in, we realize that there are constraints that are on the college, and we know that being fiscally responsible is something that we look at as well as a faculty when we're looking at this contract. Do we want a fair contract that guarantees reasonable and professional workload, that awards faculty with competitive compensation and benefits? Yes. But all of these are really best for our students and community, and getting a faculty contract that covers all of the issues is what is going to get us to be able to foster a work and learning environment that would attract and retain the best qualified faculty to serve our students and community.
Is this vote of no confidence a bargaining tactic?
It is not a bargaining tactic. That is something that we have, I've sent a letter to the board that we feel that the letter not only did address contract negotiations, because that is a labor relations issue, but also is much broader and deeper than that.
All right. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I keep interrupting you. My apologies.
That's fine. The transparency of how things have operated at the college, that is a huge issue. One of the things that the Board of Trustees governance policy's executive limitation states is that the president shall make reasonable effort to make a labor management environment of open, honest communication in order to provide a trusting, cooperative, and collaborative relationship. So we believe that, to achieve this and address all of the issues that were brought forward in that letter of no confidence to the board is what it's going to take to make reforms in this administration.
How far apart are you?
I think we're very close, quite honestly. I think we're very close. We just need to get to the table and get it done.
All right.
We have a session on Friday scheduled.
Okay.
I have a meeting with Dr. Knight on Friday morning this week with negotiations in the afternoon.
All right, Cindy, we'll continue to follow the story. We appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tony. I appreciate you having me today.